Okay, here we go. Greetings. I am Donald J. Norman Cox with the Oral History Program at University of North Texas. Today is January 26, 2024. I am interviewing Shalom Gipsawi, for inclusion in the Our Stories, Our Justice project of the Storming Caesar's Palace campaign. This discussion was conducted at the 10th annual Denton Black Film Festival. Because I messed up your name, I'm going to ask you to state your full name.
Shalom Gipsawi.
Shalom Gipsawi. All right. And to what generation would you consider yourself a part of?
I'm a millennial.
Millennial.
Yes.
All right. You said that definitively.
Because I know what I am.
Okay. All right. Is there or are there, if it's more than one, person who, an ancestor to whom you would like to dedicate this oral history?
Yes. It's actually a recent ancestor, my uncle, who just passed in December.
And his name?
Agai Tesfazgi.
Agai?
It's hard to say.
Tesgas?
Tesgai. Or it's Agai.
Okay.
Tesfazgi.
One more time.
Agai. Sagai. That might be the easiest way to say it. Sagai.
Sagai.
Tesfazgi.
I'm going to leave that alone.
TT.
TT.
We call him TT.
Okay, TT.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, that's totally on my fault, you know. And why did you select him?
I selected him because based off of the other questions that are being asked, and it relates to he's a big part of who I am and why I am where I'm at today. So that is why I wanted to choose him and just give him honor.
So when you say he's a big part of it, can you give some examples of how he...
Yes. Mm-hmm. So my family is from East Africa. Mm-hmm. My parents are from there. I was born there. And my uncle is the one who sent us a sponsorship from the States to come to America.
Okay.
And so he sponsored us.
So if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
All right.
Which is why I say he's a big part of why I am where I am today.
Yes. All right. I totally understand that and respect that. Is there a woman leader in your community who inspires you? And let me define community. That is whatever you determine it to be.
Yeah.
It could be your, you know, immediate where you live,
yeah,
your family, the nation.
Yeah.
So again, is there a woman in a community leader, female?
Yes. There's actually two, if all that's right. Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
Yes.
As
many
as
you want.
I'm sure this is a typical answer, but like I said, it relates to a lot of why I am where I am today, and my mother.
Okay.
She is one of the biggest leader in my community. And I mean that by my cultural community as well as just my personal. She has taught me a lot based off of what we've overcome in our lives. And the other person that I would say in my professional community is Issa Rae.
Issa Rae.
Yes. She is a filmmaker / director, producer, actress, whatever you want to call it. And she is someone who kind of did the same route that I'm doing right now in my life.
Okay.
And I look to her because she has brought a lot of opportunities for young Black professionals.
Okay. Before we go further into Issa Rae, I want to get your mother's name.
Okay, my mother's name. It's a tricky one. I told you, we're East African.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Almaz.
Almaz.
Worota.
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 Wor.
Yeah,
oh,
like W-O-R-O-T-A.
Okay.
Yeah, Worota.
Worota.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of hard names, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Just take some work on my part.
It's okay. They're not common, so I don't expect for anybody to know them and understand. Like, it's a whole different language.
Okay, so the your profession is filmmaking.
Yes, I am a filmmaker.
Yes.
I am a writer.
Okay.
I work on production for films. And my goal is to become a director.
Right.
That's where I want to go.
Right. And the two people, for different reasons, have contributed to that. One provided the encouragement.
Yes.
And the other opened some doors.
Yes. Yes. My mother has taught me what it means to defend for myself and work for myself, and not so much follow my dreams, because there is a cultural difference there, but more so to do what I feel is the best thing for me. And for the second, Issa has allowed me to not change my career, but I used to work in corporate America. And I thought that that was the route that I was supposed to go, when I've always had a deep passion for film. Mm-hmm. And Issa had also went to school. She went and got her degree. She was going to law school. She did all of that, but decided to pursue a career in film. Mm-hmm. And so those two have allowed me to be in the place that I'm at right now, or have at least encouraged and gave me insight that I can still do what I want to do, and that I should do what I want to do.
I want to ask, how do you spell Issa?
I-S-S-A.
Okay. For individuals who might want to look that up.
Yes, you know. Issa Rae, yeah. Last name R-A-E, or middle name.
Okay, so are you aware of any obstacles that they had to overcome in order to become your mentors?
Yes, well, I mean, I think the main obstacle is, one is being a woman surviving in a male-dominated world, mm-hmm. and being a Black woman at that. For my mother, she is a Black foreigner mm-hmm. woman, and she still faces obstacles to this day. Because she's still in a very foreign country, even though we've lived here for over 30 years. And so I think for her, it's just sometimes it is a discomfort, because it's not what she knows or what she's used to, even though, like I said, we've been living here for so long. There's language barriers, culture differences. So I think that there are obstacles where she has to kind of step outside of her comfort zone in order to succeed. To kind of take it back a little bit, the reason why I dedicated this to my uncle is because my uncle is my dad's brother, and my dad, it passed away when I was 3. Mm-hmm. And so it's just being my mom since then. She, you know, was in a foreign country by herself, raising a daughter. So she has to oversee a lot of things. And with Issa, I think for her is also going into a territory that's unknown. From leaving something that she spent probably her whole life following,
yes.
and wanting to enter into something that was completely different, and that's not in her zone. I think there were a lot of obstacles where she was probably told she couldn't do it, and she was told that she wouldn't make it, but she is now one big time producer, director. She has shows on major networks. And she's overcome like a lot of those, you know, obstacles, even though I know she still faces, she still probably has challenges to this day.
Yes.
We all do.
Yes. are there any conditions that, in social conditions or whatever, that you would like to see changed?
Yes. I think that we have to, as a community, as a whole, we have to stop limiting people of their abilities. I think we like to put a hold on folks, especially women, especially Black women, We're told to follow a certain lifestyle or be a specific way. And, you know, we have even things like, oh, you have to get married at a certain time, or you have to have children at a certain age, you know. And so we're given all these time constraints. And I think that as a society, you just have to let people do what they want to do. You just have to let people live their lives in the way that they want to live them, and let them be free and give them grace. And just back off a little bit.
Do you see that? See us moving toward that?
I don't know if we're moving towards that, but I know that women are taking a stance.
Okay.
And doing it themselves.
Yeah.
So whether or not it's accepted or not, it's happening based off of what we're doing. And well, I think that eventually will get us to where we should be.
Okay. Well spoken.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'm going to end this now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.